This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The impeachment trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump will start next month, now that the article of impeachment has been formally presented to the U.S. Senate. President Joe Biden weighs in, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, while acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
Last week, the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure of equitable delivery of vaccines among rich and poor nations. Now, this week, he warns that it would also be an economic failure. John Denton is the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. He explains the economic risks.
So if you actually want to actually fix your own economy, you're actually going to have to get involved in fixing the global economy. And part of that is ensuring that global vaccines flow globally and equitably. This is not an act of charity. This is economic common sense. If you want to ensure that the trillions and the hundreds of billions that you are spending on domestic stimulus is actually more than ephemeral, you need to ensure it's durable. It can only be durable if you actually also support access to vaccines and vaccinations and therapeutics in the developing world as well.
He called on governments such as the U.S., Japan, Canada, Australia, and the European Union to do more. This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths and cases in the U.S. have dropped markedly over the last couple of weeks, but are still running at alarmingly high levels. And the effort to snuff out COVID-19 is becoming an ever more urgent race between the vaccine and the mutating virus. Deaths are running at an average of just under 3,100 a day. Now, that's down more than 3,350 less than 2 weeks ago. New cases are averaging about 170,000 a day after peaking at around 250,000. The country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the improvements appear to be the result of a natural plateau after the holiday surge, not the effect of the vaccine, and he urges continued vigilance. Two Americans and a U.S. permanent resident, whom Washington says were held hostage by Iran for years until it freed them during the term of former President Donald Trump, have urged his successor Joe Biden not to make gestures toward Tehran until it frees other U.S. hostages. In messages to VOA Persian in recent days, U.S. Navy veteran Michael White, Chinese-American researcher Ji Yu Wang, and Lebanese U.S. permanent resident Nizar Zaka said Iran's release of its remaining American hostages should be a precondition for any U.S. negotiations with or without concessions to Tehran under President Biden, who took office just last week. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Tuesday urged the United States under President Biden to work with Brussels on regulating the tech giants. She said in a video link address to the World Economic Forum, quote, "Together we could create a digital economy rulebook that is valid worldwide, from data protection and privacy to the security of critical infrastructure." The EU in December unveiled landmark draft legislation aimed at curbing the power of the internet behemoths that could shake up the way Silicon Valley can operate in the 27-nation bloc. Tens of thousands of protesting farmers have driven along lines of tractors in India's capital, breaking through the police barricades, defying tear gas, and storming the historic Red Fort as the nation celebrated Republic Day. Thousands more farmers marched on foot or rode on horseback while shouting slogans against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Nearly 2 months, the farmers have blocked highways connecting the capital with the country's north in a rebellion that has rattled the government. And allies of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for new protests next week to demand his release, following a wave of demonstrations across the country and a defiant challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.